The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Joe Wicks, you're the body coach. You are, to many people, sort of an inspiration, a lifestyle guru for them. But for those who aren't familiar with you, who is Joe Wicks? What does he do?
So I started my career as a personal trainer, and I used to love, you know, getting people exercising, motivating people. And then one day I started sharing kind of top tips and like recipes and workouts online on Instagram. I called it Lean in 15, so it's a 15 second video, and it became this huge thing. I've got a cookbook, and I've released 5 books now. So my aim in life really is just to inspire one person, at least one person every day, to cook a healthy recipe or to go and do a workout.
Hang on, lean in 15 seconds. What can you tell anyone in 15 seconds?
So, well, the world, you know, the attention span in this world is getting shorter and shorter. So Lean in 15 was Instagram opened up videos so you could have a 15 second video. So I was throwing things in the pan, showing a recipe, and at the end I would say, and that right there is lean in 15, because it was a lean recipe in 15 seconds.
That's all the preparation it took?
Yeah, well, no.
Not the video, quite. You still have to chop things up.
Yeah, it's a 15 minute meal, but the video was only 15 seconds.
Okay.
So it's 15 minutes and 15 seconds, but it was just a chopped, short and sharp video. And it's became this really, you know, big thing on social media. And then obviously the books came out, and it's just been crazy the last couple of years. I've sold 2 million books.
That's an extraordinary amount of books.
It's been mad, yeah. So really proud of it. And I do love the fact that even if people don't get the books, I still put out content online. You know, there's my YouTube and Instagram. So it started with a passion of wanting to share like content and share recipes and things like that.
Okay, we'll just go through a few things there. Talk to me about being a personal trainer. I'm sure lots of people at this time of year have decided to go back to the gym. They may actually manage to stay out the whole year going to the gym or exercising or whatever. But why a personal trainer?
Why was I a personal trainer?
You know, why would they use a personal trainer?
Well, I mean, the thing is, I'll be honest with you, I think I'm a big fan of home workouts. So I think people that, you know, not everyone can afford a personal trainer, not everyone can afford a gym membership. So I'm a big proponent of doing like home workouts, just short, intense sessions. But it depends. If you're someone who's self-motivated, you know, you train on your own, or if you need to be in a group, you can join a class. But I've got YouTube workouts where you press play and I'm in your living room, basically, on your TV screen, and we're training together. So there's so much free content out there in the world with YouTube and all these other platforms that, you know, you can get fit in the comfort of your home.
Yeah, but hold on, is that really personal training? Because I'll admit, I go to a personal trainer. I go to a fellow called Paul Byrne. I've been going to him for years. He puts me through a specific workout, which he tempers according to how I am on a particular day, whether I've got a high energy level or low, whether I need to really work on particular muscle groups, try and get fit. Isn't that what personal training is about, the one-on-one thing, rather than a sort of a one-size-fits-all approach to fitness?
Yeah, no, definitely. But I kind of wanted to reach the masses, and obviously I'm about fitness for all. I'm about people that, you know, women and men that would never step foot in a gym and just don't even enjoy exercise. So my main thing is to, I think the demographic of people that can go to the gym and enjoy that and, you know, sign up to personal trainers, they're kind of okay. Like, I'm not really talking to that population. I want the people that have, you know, been sedentary all their life and have been yo-yo dieting for years. Like, they're the people I care about, because they're the ones that need the advice and the
motivation. Yeah, but does the same type of exercise suit all people, though? I mean, are there specific type of things depending on your body shape, your weight, your age even, that you have to do that might not be suitable to other people?
Yeah, it's about, you know, you need to adapt things. You can't have, like, you know, a 60, 70-year-old woman or man doing burpees. You know, you've got to be sensible. But it is I always say to people, you know, find things that you love, find things that you get an enjoyment out of. Because I exercise not to look a certain way. I'm over that. I exercise because it gives me, I feel good, like I'm happier, I have more energy. So people need to just, it might be a case of, you know, you like swimming or cycling or walking. I'm a big fan of any form of exercise. It's not like I'm saying you've got to do high intensity stuff and you've got to lift weights. But ultimately, to have a strong, fit and lean body, you need a combination of exercise and food.
Of course, there's a mix of things. There's three things really, isn't it? It's your food intake, it's your exercise, and your sleep as well, which I think a lot of people often forget, the importance of getting a good night's sleep.
Yeah, it's on a basic level, if you don't get a good night's sleep, you know, you're not going to have the energy to wake up in the morning and probably cook a good breakfast or train, or if you do, it'll be like a half-hearted workout. So getting a good night's sleep is important. It affects your hormones. There's certain stress hormones. If you're, you know, you're really, really lacking in sleep, it can kind of help. It can cause the body to kind of store body fat. So yeah, getting an early night, switching off that phone, leaving your laptop out of the room, you know, getting to bed half an hour earlier and just starting your day with a workout. It's a really important thing that once you get into it, it might seem like the worst thing on earth and you think, well, I could not do a workout in the morning. But when you do it, it starts, you know, you feel good and the benefits come.
I know you have a degree in sports science, but tell me about your expertise in food.
So I'm not a trained chef, so I'm someone who just loves to cook. And when I left university, I was always good with fitness. I always found that part easy. But the nutrition side of things, I didn't really understand, you know, what was kind of good and what was kind of bad. So I started reading journals, you know, reading books and following a lot of people online, and just started to understand the importance of nutrition. And I got really lean from like changing my diet. So once I got that...
Hang on, you have the look of a guy, and I'm sure all the people are familiar with, who looks like you were always trim, that you never probably suffered with putting on excess weight.
I've always been quite a skinny guy. Like I've never been someone who's been super overweight. But you know, my experience when I was a personal trainer, I started by creating meal plans for people. Like, because obviously, getting a transformation, you've really got to get people's. You've got to influence them and motivate them, but you've also got to get them eating right. So I was getting kind of transformations with real clients, and I thought, how can I amplify this message online? And I just took my philosophy onto social media, and then obviously a few months later, it became a book. But it was very much. You know, it is hard to speak to the masses to try and get everyone fit, but very few people can do it.
Okay, well, tell us about the foods that you believe in, the foods that you eat, that you believe people should eat if they are going to be healthy and fit.
So on a simple level, in order to burn fat, you need to be in a calorie deficit. So you need to be burning more energy than you're consuming. But I think most diets, the problem they kind of have is that they cut everything out. So they cut out carbs, they cut out fats, they put you on like 1,000 calories, and it's not sustainable to do that. So I'm much more about fueling your body. So I say, you know, you can eat fats and carbohydrates and protein, obviously, but it's about eating them, you know, at the right time. So on a day you're more active, when you've done a workout, your body loves carbohydrates after you train. So, you know, it's a good time to refuel and replenish. So if you like a bowl of rice or a bowl of oats or, you know, even a bagel or a slice of bread, you know, it's fine to have it. Just have it on the days you're more active and, you know, you will burn fat.
Yeah, but you're not likely to be hungry again very quickly afterwards and then eat something more.
Well, I'm not a big snacker, so I don't count calories, but what I do is I make 3 big meals a day, and because of that, I don't snack in between. Do you know what I mean? So if you are having meals that are high in fat, they're going to keep you fuller for longer, and you don't have the blood sugar, you know, your blood sugar level stay constant, so you don't have that dip in up and down, which if you are on a high carb sugary diet, then you will have that.
Yeah, do you try and avoid sugar?
I don't avoid sugar. I definitely cut it out. I'm not drinking like loads of juice, and I'm not, you know, drinking fizzy drinks and chocolate. But I do treat myself, and in the book there's a few treats in the back, you know, like homemade cookies and a few things like that. But I think it's too extreme to say you've got to cut out sugar. It's like, how can you live like that? It's impossible, because most products you buy have sugar in them anyway.
Did you grow up in a healthy eating household?
No, I've had loads of interviews about this where I talk about my diet. So I grew up with my mum and my brother, and my mum raised me, and she had no idea about cooking and very, you know, no idea about nutrition. But we lived off picnics, so we'd have sandwiches and, you know, crisps and wagon wheels, because she was on benefits, so all we ever had was like the cheap stuff, you know, like crisps and chocolate, and she'd have a bit of fruit in the house. But yeah, I had a really terrible diet, and I was because of that, I was probably super hyperactive, running on sugar. And then as I got older, yeah, I realized that, you know, food is the key to kind of having energy and feeling good. And I'm a big fan of like just simple cooking that anyone can do, basic stuff.
Yeah, but what about the cost involved in it? Because sometimes people say that, you know, the materials, the ingredients that you need for healthy eating can be actually very expensive in the supermarkets.
Yeah, you know, it's a case of, you know, depending where you shop, you can be sensible. You can start to batch cook, you know, buy things in bulk, and, you know, use, you know, frozen veg is fine. There's a few sort of shortcuts. But ultimately, people that want to eat healthy, if you really commit to saying, oh, I want to have a healthy body, you know, you won't go out every weekend boozing, you know, you won't buy that extra pair of trainers, and you won't, you know, buy, because people that don't cook at home often eat outright quite a lot. So they'll be buying ready meals and sandwiches, and that adds up. So when you commit to cooking at home more, I think you're actually better off financially over the end of the month.
And what about the use of processed foods?
Yeah, I mean, that's one for anything that's kind of in a package that's processed that can, you know, last for months in the fridge or the cupboard, is you usually has loads of additives and, you know, trans fats and sugars. So I'm just about, yeah, simple ingredients. So, you know, whole foods, basically, like protein sources, you know, carbohydrates and loads of greens and veg. And just keep making food taste good as well. You don't have to eat like a rabbit, you know, and just eat bland like chicken and broccoli and brown rice. You can have really lovely foods.
What do you make of all this trend as well for things like protein drinks and protein bars and whatever stuff? And also the trend, your book is The Fat Loss Plan, but people are trying to bulk up an awful lot these days, particularly men. What do you make of that trend?
Yeah, so supplements, I always say, you know, they're there to kind of supplement a good diet. You shouldn't replace food. Like, if it's a case of, should I go and buy like a grass-fed nice piece of steak or a box of protein powder, like I would always say choose the real food. You know, real food will help you become, you know, grow stronger. But I think there is a thing with, you know, young men and women about, you know, body image dissatisfaction. Like, we're bombarded with images online and, you know, men with kind of, you know, bodybuilding Instagram counts and, you know, women with these amazing physiques. And, you know, it's quite, sometimes it's unobtainable for a lot of people. So you have to be realistic with your goals and also patient. Like, building lean muscle takes years. You can't get it overnight, and no supplement's going to make you double in size. It takes years of constant work and healthy food, you know, and nutrition.
But just to finish off, Joe Wicks, you're a young man. I mean, is this all suitable to people of your age? What age are you?
I'm 32, so I'm okay. Getting on. Yeah, I started when I was like...
Stop with your getting on. You make me feel positively ancient when you say that. But there's a different sort of regimes required because, you know, as you get older, the metabolism slows. Exercise is harder to actually do. Food tends to sit around the waist, whereas it used to go.
I think, yeah, you're right. It does get harder as you get older. But one way of increasing your metabolism, we know, is by having more lean muscle. So if you're someone who sits around and doesn't, you know, do any resistance training and just lets your body get a bit soft and weak, then you're not going to have a very high metabolism. So by lifting weights, you know, doing regular resistance training, even if it is body weight stuff like just squats and lunges and strengthen your legs, then you're going to be able to burn more calories at rest. But ultimately, you know, I try and speak to the... I'm all about fitness for all, making it fun. And, you know, I have connected with a lot of people from, like, working with schools and little kids to, you know, older people that have, you know, never been dieting their whole life. So I've managed to speak to people on a large scale, but ultimately you do have to be sensible. And I wouldn't send you out doing hill sprints if you've got bad knees. You know, you've got to find something that's sensible for your own body and adapt it.
The book is called The Fat Loss Plan, 100 quick and easy recipes with workouts. Joe Wicks, the body coach, thank you very much.
Thanks
for joining us
me.
Here on The Last Word.
You grilled me.
Grilled, that's a good way of doing your food.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.